higher number of bank transactions were recorded in November. According to the Banks of Africa Economic Transaction Index, also known as the BT, the real value of bank transactions grew by 0.3% in November on a year-on-year basis, while the actual number of transactions increased by 7.6%. To share more with us on the BT, I'm joined on the line by Mike Schussler, who helps to compile the index and is chief economist at economist.co.za. Thanks very much for joining us, Mike. The number of transactions rose by 7.6% in November. Is that a month-on-month number or a year-on-year?
That is on a year-ago basis.
Okay.
And that gives us an idea of how much the transactions have improved on a year-ago. And that number is without inflation, because that's the number of transactions we're talking about.
Yes. To what extent, Mike, do you think the data was helped by the Black Friday and Cyber Monday activity?
Well, I think quite a bit. I think what we've seen in the last while is that, in the last few years, is that the phenomenon called Black Friday has really moved into South Africa. And we've seen, where we normally had the busiest month by far was December, in the retail space anyway, but that has not gone affecting to other areas. That has now is still the busiest, but the difference between a November and a December is down to only a couple of percentage points. That shows you how important the Black Friday phenomena has become for the South African economy.
So, Mike, when we look at the Black Friday exercise, is it really worth it for the retailers, because their margins are placed under such significant pressure as they have to reduce their prices? Or is the volume of consumers, is it the volume of consumers that really helps to make all the difference?
I think the fact of the matter is that it's the volume of consumers, and it's certainly also a huge manner in which the phenomenon has taken off. And I don't think it's just the retailers, because I think very often it's also everybody out in the supply chain that is feeling that. So the retailer is using their muscle to ask for their suppliers to lower their prices. Say, for example, the wholesaler. The wholesaler is doing the same with the manufacturers and the importers. And that's making a very big difference. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's the big payday is very close there to for many, with other words, the day they get their bonuses. And also, I think the idea for the retailers is to get as many people into their stores as is possible, and hope that they also buy other things.
When we look at the Black Friday exercise, is it really worth it for retailers, because their margins are placed under such massive pressure as they have to reduce their prices? Or is it the volume of consumers that helps to make all the difference?
Well, yes, I think so. I think the fact of the matter is, however, is that the increase is a little bit lower than I would have expected, because I thought that the Friday phenomena, or the Black Friday phenomena, would have played a bigger role, and we saw how much of a difference the Black Friday numbers made this year compared to the Black Friday last year. So I would have expected a little bit of a better increase overall in the total real value of transactions.
What were your thoughts on the retail sales figure out today? It's a backward-looking number, but October retail sales rose by 2.2%. And I guess from a GDP point of view, it's positive, as we also saw positive numbers for both the mining and the manufacturing sectors yesterday.
Well, I think that's a positive number, because if we even look at the value of the payments that people made, it's very much in line with that. There was a bit of a drop-off after inflation in the value of real pay, but the transactions on the retail side have a lower inflation number because of the huge petrol price increase that we saw in the meantime. So I think the fact that it's a positive number for October, where the petrol price was at a record high, is probably very positive for the South African economy.
So are you quite positive about what we'll see in terms of December retail sales figures and even the BT for December, given all the money that we got back from that fuel cut?
I think from the fuel side, yes, I'm very positive. But from the other side, I'm not so positive, because the fact of the matter, or from this side of the equation of the load shedding, I think we'll have to wait and see. But I think up until then, the South African economy was at least a little bit on the path of recovery, I believe. The fact of the matter is the fuel price cut would have had a very positive impact.
Mm.
However, we don't know what the impact of the load shedding is yet.
Yeah.
I was in a major shopping mall where many shops were closed during that load shedding period.
Hmm. So as we come to the close of the year, Mike, do you think South Africa has done a better job in the past year to sort out its issues around policy certainty and your bugbear, which, you know, we always talk about when I speak to you, around red tape?
No, I think we've done a large amount of work in getting a better leadership. We've done a large amount of work getting better leadership into the state-owned enterprises. But there is a lot of work to be done as far as the red tape is. And also now, the real problem that something like load shedding brings to the South African economy.
That was Mike Schüssler. He's chief economist at economist.co.za.